Psalms by Imisi. Written and read by Imisi. Produced by Okesoke. Introduction. Psalms by Imisi was birthed out of a desire to express how I feel and yet remain in faith. It is a compilation of thoughts, poems, prayers, expression, and conversations with God. These compilations helped me through different seasons of my life. And just as the Psalms in the Bible is a source of comfort and encouragement, I pray these Psalms blesses you and impact your life greatly. Dedication. I dedicate these Psalms to the Almighty God for giving me such an opportunity to have Him as my Father and all in all. I also could not have done this without my ever-supportive husband, Olumide Owolabi. Thank you for all the sacrifices and love. I also want to say big thank you to Okesoke for believing in the vision and to all the beautiful people God has blessed me with. This is for you. Chapter 1. All I have is my faith. Are you like me? Have you been asked questions? Can you relate to this? They asked if I have what it takes to be who I want to be. They look at me out of curiosity and disbelief. Some look at me with pity, wondering if I'm totally blind to reality, or isn't anyone telling me the truth? How much do I have in my account to auction or demand for such a house? I must be mad, they think. They say to themselves, she can't even drive and she wants that kind of car. She must be joking. Friends and family are getting tired and feeling for me, hoping I know what I'm doing. The greatest joke is watching me plan my dream wedding. They mock me and wonder how this will be. She doesn't even have a man in her life, they say to themselves. They wonder to themselves or sometimes send people to ask what exactly it is that I do because honestly, they don't just get it. Neither does it make sense to them. At times, their advice makes me do a lot of soul searching to be sure I'm on the right path. Fortunately, this makes me more resolute because they have nothing on me. I talk so boldly about certain platforms, my dreams and visions, and many call it wishful thinking. I talk so passionately about my ministry and call. It excites me, and honestly, I'm truly honored to be used by God. Many ask if it is a job, and maybe I should look for something more serious that will pay. I have plans to travel to speak on international platforms, and even dare to mention it. I can hear them laugh at me. Many claim and advise I wake up and smell the coffee. Get real, dear, they say to me. Some even go as far as saying, babe, I'm also a Christian. I mean, I trust God, but at times you have to apply wisdom and be realistic. In the midst of dealing with personal fears, seeming realities, external pressures and all, a question kept replaying in my head. AU, what have you got? Then the answer dropped in my spirit. All I have is my faith. Let me say that again. All I have is my faith. It became so strong. Yes, all I have is my faith, which grants me access to grace, mercy, and favor. And I'm sure I'm not alone in this journey. My reality is my faith in Him. It gets scary at times. Trust me, it does. But this is the best thing to have. Initially, I wondered if it was good enough. I mean, does it make me one of the wealthiest? Since finance is a major contention, I just wonder. Lost in my thoughts, suddenly, I heard God say to me, Hebrews 11. I was so excited. And then He took me on a trip, showing me examples of people stripped of all else, possessing one thing, which is their faith. Where do I start from? I think I should start with Abraham. All he had was his faith when he left the known for the unknown. We know the rest of the story. He became the father of faith. What a royal title. He showed us what it means to be wealthy. Even the richest today has nothing on him. He was so rich that his lineage today is still wealthy. Moses, he had nothing but faith at the Red Sea. The Red Sea did not create a walkway because he was a Harvard or Cambridge graduate. No. It wasn't because he spoke flawless grammar or because he was the wealthiest. If that was the standard, then the sea would not have swallowed Pharaoh, the wealthiest, the number one man on earth as at that time. Joshua, All he had was crazy faith to have even dared to obey God's command. I mean, walk around Jericho for 6 days without saying a word, then shout on the seventh day to win a war. Are you kidding me? Honestly, I'm so sure I would have laughed at the instruction. David, this guy. I mean, he also must have had crazy faith to have confronted Goliath. What was he thinking? But hey, you know the rest of the story. Esther, all she had was faith to have begun the journey to be the next queen of Babylon. I didn't say to be the next chief of staff or the next servant to the queen, but to be the next queen of Babylon. Thinking about it now, all she had indeed was her faith. Her tribe alone was a no-no. Who knows if others were disqualified for the same reason, or if she was the only one that even tried from her tribe. This same faith was all she had to confront the king. What about Elijah? Time won't permit for me to talk about Elisha, or the Shunammite woman who gave her last breath to the prophet. What about the three Igbo boys, Daniel and others? All they had was their faith, and most of them had no one, no precedence, no antecedents to fall back on. Jesus was faith on legs. Was it how he rode the best ride on earth without buying it? He rode the best ride on earth without buying it. Or how he paid his disciples with coins from the mouth of the fish. Should we talk about the many healings he wrought, or how he took a relaxing walk on the waves of the water? You name it. And guess what? He passed it on to the disciples and on to us. So my friend, rejoice. I'm really excited because it shows me that as lonely as the road of all you have is your faith can be. Many time passed, and even today I'll work in this path. And from all indication, it is a great success and unforgettable path. It is the only language that God responds to or understands. It is the only currency that can be spent anywhere in the world without bothering about its universal acceptance. Yes, it is the only currency that can get you tangible and intangible blessings and satisfaction. It is only factor through which I can please God and be a wonder to the world. Honestly, I could go on and on. So I tell myself, and I'm telling you right now, go ahead, dream on, live on, make plans for your dream wedding, make plans for that great job, rejoice in advance for the car, for the house, for the contract and promotion that you desire, because faith can and will pay your bills. However, I must say, faith isn't lazy or just talking. Faith without corresponding action is dead. Let me take that again. Faith isn't just sitting around and hoping that something happens. Faith is believing and taking corresponding actions. Faith is clothed with instructions and directions, which can be very stupid and unrealistic in human eye. But hey, just like the mother of Jesus said to the disciples, whatever he asks you to do, just do it. So faith does not produce without obedience. If faith is all you've got, it is more than enough. You have everything. So dream on.